Okay, good morning everybody. I'd like to begin over the next few sessions and the next few shiurim looking at some halachas which are particularly relevant to this time of year. The halachas of Spiras Ha'Oved. Sure, most of these halachas are basically well known. A little chazara never does any harm. Maybe we'll be able to add one or two points of chidush. So I'd like to begin with a very brief introduction, just by summarizing a few points of the central machlokes rishonim, which are very relevant for understanding the halachas which we're going to learn. So I'd like to mention three points which are subject to dispute of rishonim, which are fundamental to the halachas. The first, most fundamental question is whether the mitzvah of Spiras Ha'Oved, which, although it's mentioned openly in Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, it's actually this week's parasha as well, is the mitzvah of Spiras Ha'Oved bizman hadeh midoraisa or midorabon? What would be the... Why should it not be midoraisa bizman hadeh? What should change bizman hadeh? Because the Torah clearly connects the Spiras Ha'Oved to the Korban Ha'Oved. It's accounting from the Korban Ha'Oved, it's count from the day of bringing this Korban until 49 days until Shavuot. So nowadays that the Korban is not brought, is the mitzvah of the counting midoraisa or midorabon. The almost pretty open indication of the Gemara is that in fact it is derabon. The Gemara uses the words that it's zecher and mikdash. In fact, nowadays that there's no Korban, there is no counting midoraisa, and the takana of Spiras Ha'Oved nowadays when there's no Korban is zecher the mikdash. This is the opinion of many Rishonim. As I said, it's almost open in the Gemara. The Ram brings an additional Raya to the fact that it's Midrabon from the well known Medrash. Most of us have probably heard of this Medrash, but we haven't heard of the fact that it also plays a role in halakhic literature. Very well known that the Medrash says that when Am Yisrael are out of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Am Yisrael, "Tavdon Esar Lekim Al Ahor Azeh." You know, we've got a special aim, a special goal, a special matara in front of us. We're going to go to Har Sinai. Tavdon Esar Lekim Al Ahor Azeh. So Am Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Well, when's it going to be? We're looking forward." So he says, "Let's serve Hamishim Yom." Then the Medrash continues. In Am Yisrael, in anticipation and excitement, counted the days until Matan Torah. But the Medrash concludes with the following word. Says the Medrash, "Mikam kol chachomim Spiras Ha'Oved." From here, the chachomim picked Spiras Ha'Oved. So that's not what you mean. From here, the chachomim picked Spiras Ha'Oved. Spiras Ha'Oved is mufurishim. Chachomim picked Spiras Ha'Oved. And am I? Spiras Ha'Oved Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabanan. It's referring to the idea of Spiras Ha'Oved Bizman Hazeh. Which would not add that even so, you know, this Medrash is still a type of drush, because stop, it's just a Zik and a Mikdash. What was in the time of the Mikdash? At least the words Mikam and Tavu Chachomim have some understanding.
Is it a slightly different mitzvah to maybe the Torah mitzvah counting on the Korban Omer?
Well, that's what it would sound like, according to that. I'm not saying that stop is only a drusha. It's a there at the Rebbe's, but the Mikam Havu Chachomim at least is understood. Oh, but funny, that is, we'll probably say, the main school of thought in Rishon. That it is Bizman Hazeh, it is Midrabanan. However, there is the opinion of the Rambam, who maintains that even nowadays it is Midoraisa. And the Rambam understands that the Gemara, which we mentioned earlier, which uses the words Zecher and the Mikdash, we won't get into the ins and outs of the Gemara, but the Rambam learns that it is a Machlokes Amoraim. That Zeik al-Mikdash is the opinion of one particular Amoraim. It is indeed the Amoraim who holds that it is Midrabanan, but it is subject to Machlokes of the Amoraim, and we do not paskin like the Amoraim. We paskin that nowadays it is Midoraisa.
That's from
Rambam. Rambam, Maimonides.
Even
Christos. Yeah, irrespective of where you are.
Even Stricken Yamas.
Oh, well, that's very interesting. That's an interesting question which I didn't want to get into, which is why do we not count in Chutzbaritz with a cheshbon of Sveik HaDiyoga? You could go through the whole Spiras Ha'Oved that day, you know, today was this, today was that. So Bishlama, according to the opinions that it's with the Rabbanon, This is what you meant to ask. Maybe you ask. Maybe you ask with the Rabbanon. So why? So we're saying in the Rabbanon, we don't generally find that we're choshish for speaker diyon. I mean, Hanukkah, Purim, no speaker diyon. But if you hold like the Rabbanon is with the Raisa, then we have a question which needs to be dealt with. Why, according to the Rabbanon, were they not mistaken in Spirit's Ha'ivet to be choshish for speaker diyon? Yeah. Okay. Need an answer. So obviously, either way, we're tied in this mitzvah, either with Rabbanon or with the Raisa, but it goes without saying that there could be a lack of ramification of whether it's with the Rabbanon or with the Raisa. That's the first machlokes I wanted to mention. The second machlokes we're showing is when does this sphira have to take place? Does the sphira need to take place specifically in the night? Or can it take place
all day?
All day. That's another machlokes we're showing. And the third machlokes I wanted to mention, a very well-known discussion, is the opinion of the Baha'i, Baal Halachas Gedolos, a very early halachic source, who maintains that the pasuk Tamimos, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, 7 complete weeks, tells us that if you miss one day and don't count on one day, then you have lost the entire mitzvah. Because it needs to be Tamimos. And many other Rishonim bring riots and back and forth. Many other Rishonim disagree with the Baha'i. But the most simple way of understanding this, so the Machlokes, to put it into a more clear framework, according to the Baha'i, it appears that the entire Sphira Soimer is really one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a count, Sheva Shabbos, it's Tamimos. 7 complete weeks. So it's really just one mitzvah. According to the other Rishonim, the mitzvah counts every single day. What do they bring for the Pasuk Tamimos is a discussion.
The Rabbam holds the mitzvah every day to write it.
Yeah. If you don't put it into the Baha'i. A question which is asked, I won't get more involved in it, but it's a fascinating thing to think about and investigate more and share more of wonders, is how can it be that according to the Baha'i, we make a bracha every single day? Have you ever heard of such a strange thing, that you can make a bracha on something that's just a part of a mitzvah? Is there such a thing? One needs to investigate if you are eyeball. Can you make a bracha on a part of a mitzvah? Before Shimon Shoklark asked it as a kasha on the back. Yes, I have to say that if you miss one day, you've lost the mitzvah, so therefore all the parts together make the whole mitzvah. How can it be you make a bracha every year?
Well, it must be a. Because
you would have a hefsek. You just made the bracha at the beginning.
Yes, like a bath. Maybe you put falling asleep in the middle.
Yeah, for sure.
So each time has a bath, so you have to see a bracha to rekindle it, no?
If you didn't count.
So can you do such a thing? Do you have the right to make bracha on part of the mitzvah? We find this in the Tashmani, but in various other contexts, where there's a bracha on the
Chatzi mitzvah. That would be answer for what's the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Needs to count 50 days.
Yeah.
What's a bracha? Bracha that they can count this day. I'm not breaking bracha on 50 days. I'm making brachas that I count on this day.
Yeah, okay.
Now this mitzvah, right, have components, and second and last one. Who says that this mitzvah is not unique?
Yeah, the mitzvah can be unique. Normally, in brachas,
unique or creation of, if it's unique.
But normally in brachas normally follow
it. But it is
a set of rules.
Even in brachas, it's unique.
Listen, the Maitre, some of my rebels used to say,
it's
actually that every rule has an exception. So, yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, alright. I don't want to get more involved in that. Discuss, I just want to mention the Rashi crocking, as we say. So let's begin now looking at the actual words of Kitzur Shel Moed. So,
what about, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm asking about day or night, to say during the day or during the night.
So all these things are really.
Okay, so that's my focus, but how are we fasting?
Yeah, so we'll come to it more because it's short a lot. I'll just say very briefly now that we only make a bracha in the night. As we treat this question as a matter of doubt. So if you do count in the night, you can make a bracha. If you count in the day, if you miss the night and you count in the day, you should count. Definitely counts, but you cannot count with a bracha. Because we treat it as a matter of doubt.
Next day
you can't say a bracha, we'll get involved more what the exact reasoning is for that.
Seven is me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't make a, it doesn't look, well, it doesn't make a difference to the continuation. Well, it's a stopping process, so ideally you don't go and say it.
Yeah, because I when I was
had a stopping to Chuba.
Chuba may stop it, stop it, rather than the Chuba may stop.
Good.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah. Yeah, okay. We'll look more at the details as we go through the Kittushot Kalam. So, let's look at the very first line. B'leil She'ni Shel Pesach, so said the Kittushot Kalam on the second night of Pesach, Maschilin Lisper Sfiras Ho'ine. We begin to count Sfiras Ho'ine. So, we begin to count. Now, who is this we begin to count? On whom is this obligation incumbent, we begin to count? Who is chayav? So obviously, all men over the age of 13 are chayav in this mitzvah. Let's look at two other categories of people who need discussion whether they are chayav in this mitzvah. First category of people, ladies. Are ladies chayav in this mitzvah? So the pshat halacha is that we view this mitzvah as a mitzvah aseh shehazman gerovah. It's a mitzvah aseh which is time bound. And therefore ladies are not obliged. So they're not chayav in this mitzvah. Nevertheless, we know there are many occasions of mitzvah tasei shehazman gerovah. The noshim tzidkoniyos take upon themselves to fulfill the mitzvah even though they're not obliged. Many, many mitzvahs like that. Many things where ladies have the custom to fulfill the mitzvah even though they are not actually obliged. The Imogen Avraham recalls that it is customary for ladies to count Sfiras Ho'imer as well. Nevertheless, oh, now let's come to that. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah adds to this a proviso. And he says that I do not recommend, or they should not, count with a bracha, because in my experience, on many occasions, ladies end up forgetting, or missing one day, or making some other type of mistake, and therefore it is better not to get into counting with a bracha in the first place. That is what we have
changed much since the family.
Okay. Well, some people think it has changed. So, there are different opinions on this. There are families where ladies do count with a bracha, and this is something where everybody can go according to their minhag. If they do count with a bracha, obviously, they've got to really take care. If it's somebody who knows that they can basically hold by it, doesn't mean anybody can make a mistake if it happens, but generally they think they can hold by it, they can also count with a bracha if they wish. There's different minhagim. Aruch HaShulchan is mashma that they count with a bracha. The family of the stipler, the ladies count with a bracha. There's different minhagim. Let's go now to the second category of people which needs more discussion, which is what about ketanim? Boys who are under the age of bar mitzvah. So, like all other mitzvahs, they're not obliged in the basic chiyuv of the mitzvah, because they're not bar chiyuvah. But there is a mitzvah of chinuch. So like any other mitzvah, you need to be mechanech, the child, to fulfill the mitzvah. However, we know always that chinuch is dependent on whether the child has the maturity and other physical capabilities of fulfilling this mitzvah. So first of all, obviously that the obligation will only fall upon the child who is sufficiently old enough, aware to understand the concept. We're counting here 49 days from here till there. That's not so difficult to understand. Another point, though, is what will be in types of places where nightfall is very late. And the cotton is not going to be around at nightfall because it was long past his bedtime. If you go to the more northern countries, as we know, then it can be very late. No, even southern. A little bit more. So, some contemporary poskim write that in such a situation there is no chovas chinuch that is in the kadin because the child doesn't fill the category, doesn't meet the bill for being chayav in it. Let's move on another couple of words. Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit creative to the machloekas of before, right? If you hold there's a chiyuv in the day, so they're not cut from chinuch by the fact that they go to bed early at night. So the chayyim should definitely make sense. I'll call Pogim, Paul Mears, to be mechanic since he can't during the day. Yeah. Well, it needs a bit of wider discussion, but basically that's what should come out. Another few words in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So the next stage is the Soithrin Mu'umot. We count standing up. This mitzvah should be fulfilled standing up. And the Rishonim already bring a remez from the Pasuk that it should be counted, it should be done standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains a little further that the remez from the Pasuk obviously tells us about the actual mitzvah itself. Now there's two components to the mitzvah. There's the bracha on the mitzvah, shaking the shoulder, obscurus ayim, and there's the actual counting, which is the mitzvah. The Rishonim bring a remez from the psukim of obscurus ayim, they should be done standing up. So that refers to the mitzvah itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, the bracha should also be done standing up, because there is a general cloud, generally, maybe one or two exceptions again, but generally, birkas ha-mitzvahs, brachas that are made on mitzvahs should be done standing up. So the bracha is standing up because of the rule, the birkas ha-mitzvahs are done standing up, and the mitzvah is standing up because there's a special remez on this mitzvah that should be done standing up. Interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar apparently writes that the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'ime is a very holy and exalted idea, and it is on a similar level or category to Tfilah. And just like the Amidah of Shmoneh Esrei needs to be standing up, so the Sfiras Ha'ime is also on the same level, in the same category, and it should be performed standing up. Obviously, nevertheless, this is all the metatilatika way of performing the mitzvah. And with the Eved, if one performs the mitzvah sitting down, one has still fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here.